Anchorage's area wildlife biologist has retired. Rick Sinnott started with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in 1982 and has held the Anchorage position for more than 15 years. It's been a challenging job. Anchorage is the biggest city in the world that boasts a metropolitan mix of brown and black bears, moose, and other unusual urban wildlife. It's been Sinnott's job to preserve harmony between all of the city's residents, wild and human. A few years ago, APRN's Annie Feit produced a profile of Sinnott and his unusual work life. In honor of his retirement, we pulled the story from our archives.
Rick Sinnott always knew he was going to spend his life working with wildlife. He just didn't know he was going to get paid for it. Then he found out in an English class that there was such a thing as a wildlife biologist. He remembers it as an exciting moment.
Until then, I thought, well, I'll be a trapper or a just someone that lives in the woods and, communes with animals.
Sinnott started out at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in the mid-80s. He says he decided early on that the Anchorage wildlife position was his dream job.
I like the whole aspect of people and wildlife interacting at whatever level both are comfortable with,
Sinnott's desk barely fits in his packed Anchorage office. There are four tall file cabinets, shelves piled with books and maps covering nearly every inch of wall space, and the ceiling, too. An old moose collar serves as a doorstop. He dresses the same in winter and summer, extra tufts and black jeans topped with a faded plaid button-up shirt. In the field, he might as well be wearing a referee's uniform. He says he sees himself that way, smoothing things over between city residents and wildlife.
They're alien beings. People and wildlife don't think alike at all in most cases. So I'm sort of in the middle, and I'm trying to explain the rules to both sides. And sometimes the people get it. The wildlife almost never do. So you're just trying to work out the details and making sure that the game goes on.
Summer is Sinnott's busiest time. There are weeks when he sleeps only 4 hours a night. On a sunny day last August, he waded into Campbell Creek to collect brown bear hair for a research project. As king salmon swam by, he said he wished more residents were willing to see the city from a bear's perspective.
You can imagine how big a bear's eyes will get when they see a fish that weighs like 30 pounds. It's like, that's enough to, take a little bit of the hunger pangs off of a bear.
In general, Sinnott says he's amazed at how tolerant city dwellers are of the bears. But he says during his 2 decades on the job, he's heard plenty of wacky ideas for handling the city's wildlife. One idea that's popped up a few times is to build a giant chain-link fence around the city, topped with barbed wire.
And then you either move all the animals from the city to the other side of the fence, to the park, or you somehow, I don't know how you get them out, shoot them or something, which is just the most cracked idea that I can think about. I mean, from some all kinds of levels. We've got the Seward Highway and the Glen Highway that come into town, and the animals will be lined up on those highways trying to get back in the fence because this is their winter habitat. They've got to be here. At least for moose, it's the opposite. It's their summer habitat for bears.
You would think constantly interacting with bears and moose would be dangerous, but Sinnott has only rarely been injured on the job. His biggest scare recently came in his car on his time off. At the end of September, he was driving along Diamond Boulevard with his wife at 11 p.m. He was heading home from a celebration for his 56th birthday. He pulled up to a stoplight on King Street and heard a series of gunshots.
I thought I felt something hit the car and me, but what I noticed most was that the car windows next to us, left of us, both got blown out. Both the driver's and the passenger side windows looked like were just blown, just shattered. So I fell over my wife and said, I think I've been hit, and kind of felt my leg and felt some blood.
Sinnott had been shot in his upper thigh. Doctors decided to leave the bullet where it landed, and he jokes now that his left leg is slightly heavier than his right.
And I also ask about, getting through airport security and stuff like that with a bullet in my leg, and the doctor said, well, that's not going to be a problem. The machines aren't that sensitive. And then she thought for a second and she said, unless we're in code orange or red, and then it might set off some alarms. I don't know. I don't fly very much, so I haven't had a chance to test it yet.
Looking ahead, Sinnott doesn't see himself staying in his demanding job too much longer. He says he's looking forward to spending more time writing poetry. He's racked up a number of wins in the annual haiku contest in the Anchorage Press. Last year, he placed first in two categories, including Death of the Fur Rondi.
Call it the Fur Bowl, move it to L.A., and we'll watch it on TV.
He says his best haikus come to him on his drive to work in one brilliant flash.
You know, some people say that I'm a better writer than I, or a poet than I am a biologist, which I don't know, maybe true. Someone pointed out that I've won awards writing haikus, but I haven't won any awards yet as a wildlife biologist. So I don't know, maybe there's some truth to that.
Sinnott says he doesn't spend enough time writing poetry to call it a passion yet, but maybe retirement will change that. I'm Annie Feit.
That story was from the APRN archives. Rick Sinnott retired as the Anchorage area biologist at the end of June.